All right, how is it going today? Hope it is all going well. I want to talk a little bit about reading a pedigree, and it's more so a study to me than reading a pedigree, so to speak. I get a lot of questions asked. A lot of people have watched the YouTube videos that I've done on Luna's pedigree, where I kind of made an enlargement of specific bloodlines that I was tracing back and actually doing research and a study about those different dogs. And the same thing here now, I have Luca Brasi's pedigree, and so I'm going to be looking at the top end, because the bottom end is Luna. We've already gone over that. And just kind of like, you know, how I would proceed and start to look at the pedigree. One of the first things that I look for, is there any line breeding or inbreeding that has taken place? And in Luca's case, on the top end, Maximo's King Otis, which is the sire of Luca's litter, is indeed off of line breeding. Maximo's Gold Rush and Maximo's Nayla Fletcher are half brothers and sisters in that they share the same sire, which is Betancourt's Mac. Just looking at this pedigree and up on the top end, the first bloodlines I want to trace is this Betancourt's Mac. And see where that goes back, because we're doubling up on the DNA there. So that's not the only place to start looking, but it's neat to start there. And that's what I've done here with Luca's pedigree. And this is kind of, I'll be making an abstract of this. There's other good dogs, and a bunch of this goes back to Alaric and to Belmonte, Maya's as well, and some of the other original early breeders of the Corso here in America. Alaric was Mike Satilli Sr.'s kennel. A bunch of this goes back to the American lines, which is cool. Different lineages and different dogs than what we have on the bottom end coming from Luna. That's more the Kokomo and the Rocco, Malokia's Mocha Manola, Ruby, all of those dogs. And these are different. These really ain't off the Super 6, so to speak. So one of the first things I'll do is and links are provided in the blog post here for you, is I go to the Cane Corso Pedigree Database. And for example, I would take the registration number of Betancourt's Mac, put that into the database, and now, I mean, what a great world we live in, how easy it is to start now just following that lineage back and try to gather any information. For example, is there any contact information as to the owners of any of these kennels? If so, I might send an email or a text or whatever the case may be, a voicemail. Reach out to them and say, hey, I have this dog in my pedigree. And I have usually some general questions as to the dog's workability as far as guard work, if it had been done any guard work. I also would ask, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say this dog's courage level was? And, you know, just questions like that, having to do with temperament, and then, you know, health questions about that dog. And that's how you can come to know things through doing this. Also, another place in a link is there is the ICCF. You might possibly be able to find contact information through that registry as well. And also just doing a Google search might turn up a Yelp ad or a website to the kennel or a Facebook page or something like that. Those are the three basic resources that I use then to like further up and start checking out who these dogs were. So on the Cane Corso Pedigree Database, a lot of times there's actual photographs of these dogs, and I've included in the blog post here some of the old school dogs. You know, if you look at the first one there is Alaric Bella Orso. If you look at Scandifio's Armani, that head looks... Or if you look at Maximo's Criminal, that head is very reminiscent. Almost a Rottweiler type head. Here we have a different Luca Brasi. In this is what's cool. I did not realize this when I named Luca Brasi. I just went off The Godfather and... But it turns out that Czar's Luca Brasi is a dog within his lineage there. Again, old school. This is late 80s, early 90s. And here's another Alaric Bruno. And also then Alaric Santino. Both of those dogs look a lot like Kokomo-type heads. And even markings, really. But those are just some of the dogs in Luca's lineage. But a whole bunch of his top end here goes back to Alaric and Belmonte and some of the other foundational kennels. And there's a bunch of that here, American lineages. Not just in this where there was this line breeding. And as I go back, there's more line breeding. And, you know, look for that. Find more line breeding. Because then you're doubling up on those genetic influences. You know, that's a good way to start to learn that particular bloodline through those resources. So I guess in the reading part is being able to catch where you can find and being able to look and see, okay, this was an inbreeding here, or this was a half brother, half sister, or uncle niece cross line breeding, or what type of line breeding it was. And from there, I kind of just follow those back. And then I'll take a look, because there's other good ones here. Maximal's Dark Angel, which goes back to some Scandifio dogs, which also then go back to Maya's, and also to Belmonte, also Alaric dogs there as well. So that's basically what I do, you know, to start just learning about my dogs. And, you know, I don't know a lot of the Italian kennels and the Italian lineages. I kind of stick with the American, and that's what I'm trying to breed towards. You know, when a dog gets in a tight spot, it has to call upon its ancestors. And if there's nobody there to answer the call, the dog will fold. And so to me, getting back to some of these more rustic dogs that were less influenced by the show people, a little bit more hotter, a little bit more game, as it is in wanting these dogs for hunting, family protection, and business security dogs. That's just, you know, a few little resources there. The Conte Corso Pedigree Database, great place. You know, it can be sparse sometimes, but you can find some leads. The ICCF, just a plain old Google search. And I've never gone over to the AKC, but I'm sure you could possibly look for some resources there as well to get into the contact information of some of these kennels, and just learning who some of these kennels were back in the day, and even up to current times. And just, you know, that's where it all starts. You don't learn all this all at one time, and, you know, I'm learning all the time as well, constantly. But that's what I do, is I look for any kind of like line breeding that has taken place, and I follow those lineages back first and learn as much as I can there because of the genetics that are involved with it. So hope that helps out a lot. Everything is going well. Otherwise, Luca's doing really good with his tug work and playing with the tug. He's really getting into it now, hitting nice and solid and deep. Which is cool. I'm going to be working on getting Luna accustomed to a back tie. She hates that back tie, and she's always turning around to try to bite the lead, and she needs to quit doing that. So I need to acclimate her more to the back tie, so we can get back to doing some agitation work with her as well. So, all right, everybody, have a great day and have a great weekend.